Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sherry Lane. It's June 2nd, 2015, and it has been almost 2 months, I think, since I've done an episode of this show, because I have been very, very busy, though. Even though the show hasn't been going on, there has been a lot going on that relates to the show or to these things that I do on the spiritual path and helping people along that way. So, guess maybe I'll catch you up on some of the things I've been doing. Well, all of it in somehow relates to this work that I do, and either clearing a path to get ready to do that even more fully, or to making connections on that are beneficial. And one of the most delightful things that has happened a couple of weeks ago, I was part of a class series with Jennifer Hadley, teaching A Course in Miracles, and it was an 8-week series, and I was one of the teachers for one episode, and mine in particular was about healing and letting go of patterns that keep us from healing, our own patterns and obstacles and maybe things that we repeat in getting in our own way. And it also, we touched a lot on angels and healing and angels' role in our healing and on our spiritual path and guiding us that way. Also, spirits and masters, Jesus. But we talked a lot about angels because I do a lot with A Course in Miracles, and that is where Jennifer focuses. And there are a lot of people that suggest that angels don't really have any place in A Course in Miracles, which I personally find a little puzzling because they're mentioned many times. And when you say that to people, they'll say, well, they're just mentioned in metaphor. And I would say, yes, I agree. But just about everything we experience is symbolic and metaphoric. And in our spiritual journey, particularly for me, things do come out very symbolically and metaphorically. When I do readings for people, like I will do on the show later today, I see symbols, just images, very quick images that then I am able to piece together into a message. And I'm able to do that because certain symbols I know represent some certain thought. And, you know, if you think about language, that's how it works. Well, angels and spirits speak in feelings more than words, but they do find ways to communicate through our words. And I don't think of an angel always as having wings. I think in art they're depicted that way, and it's very beautiful. I don't always think of them necessarily in human form, But they can appear that way because that is what we're used to, or what can help us identify that they're angels. Most times when I feel angels around or see them, it tends to be more strongly in feeling and just a knowing of their vibration, who's present, which one might be present, or just that angels are there. Or sometimes I see the auras, colors representing certain angels. So it was very interesting to talk to Jennifer about the relationship of A Course in Miracles and angels and healing. And we just had a delightful time both in our pre-class call where she and I got to know each other a little better, and during the actual call itself. And it was intense energy. I mean, intense. So much so that there was a period where there was a lot of static during the call, and I was having to repeat myself, and I just laughed because that happens so much when angels and high vibration spirits are there connecting with us. I find it so much that it can be a little frustrating because it can get all the electronics or communication devices a little confused, and you sometimes have to go back and repeat, or sometimes calls will get cut off, which is frustrating in this here and now way, but it always does kind of make me smile because when it's intense and it's a message that wants to get out there, it will sometimes blow the wires a little bit. So we had a wonderful time. I am right now as we speak, I am posting the link. I'm typing while I'm talking, but I thought it would be helpful to post a link where you can go to that class series. It is still available. It was all available free when it was going on. Now it is available. You can buy the entire series very reasonably. If I recall, it was maybe $60-something dollars. I'll have to double-check that. But anyway, check it out. It was a wonderful experience. I enjoyed listening to classes and being part of it. And I know it can help you on your journey, particularly if you're interested in A Course in Miracles and those ideas and that process. And that's something that has meant so much to me. So check it out. I'm putting it on my Facebook fan page right now, Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. I'm putting a link there, and you can go check out that series and see if any of it appeals to you. And again, that's Jennifer Hadley. Her website's jenniferhadley.com, and she's delightful. So, okay, moving right along. That's one of the many things I was doing over the last couple months. I have been doing some more one-on-one readings, and I've got some more scheduled. If you are interested in that kind of work that I do, private sessions, go to my website, sherrylane.com, and if you go through to energy healing and services, you'll see those sessions that are available. And I do those via phone or Skype, and so much can come from them. And as we get into the show here, I'll do some private readings. They're very quick, like a 5-minute reading, and you'll get a little taste of it. When we do the one-on-one sessions, they're about an hour, and so much more can come because once things start to flow, they just they come even faster usually. And the kinds of things that can come from it, you know, I always tell people that the messages I give are about your spiritual journey and your best steps now on your spiritual journey. So I'm not a fortune teller. I'm not going to tell you if Mr. Wright is going to cross your path on a white horse and bring you roses. Maybe I'll see that, but that's not, it has to do with your spiritual journey. It's not about, is this going to come true for me? This is, what can I do now to be on my spiritual path more directly and be aligned with that. But the interesting thing is that when you do that, everything else aligns. So if you are looking for certain things in your life, if you get on your spiritual path, then the obstacles will clear more easily, and you'll be more aware, and things will come into your path that might not otherwise have, that will lead you to your intentions and to that right place just from your own vibration. So definitely consider having a reading I think it can be very beneficial. It certainly is for me. I recently had one, and I hadn't had one done in a while on myself, because even though I get all this intuition, you know, when it's your own life, you can get confused really easily, and you second guess, or, you know, you just think, well, maybe I'm not real clear on that. And it's so good to get that kind of affirmation, and then, you know, and say, oh, yes, I was feeling that. It's so good to hear it from someone else and who has asked for it to just come through them. Wow, here we are. The calls are coming so fast and backing up that I'm going to jump right in here. I always take these in order that they're received. So the way I identify you is that I give your area code. I'm trying to look here to see if there are any duplicates, so that you'll kind of know that you're getting ready to be on the air. And you should hear a little computer voice that says something like unmuted, or I can't remember exactly what it says, but something like that, just to tell you that you're live on the air. I usually ask for your first name, and if you want to tell me where you're calling from, that's fine, but it doesn't really matter. If you have any specific questions you're calling about, then you can tell me those, and I just begin to write down as soon as I hear your voice or as soon as I click on you. I write down any images I see, and then I share them with you and what they might mean. And, you know, it's so cool how it comes together, that how the image I saw can relate to either something you asked or something important for you. So anyway, the first call, we're going to jump right to it, area code 336, and you should be live any second now.
Hi, how are you today?
I am fine. How are you?
Mm-hmm. My name is Dale.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm getting a little echo. Are you getting that, Dale?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. I'm hearing myself here. I can hear you fine. I just didn't know. I'm hearing my whatever I say, I'm hearing back, so I'll just try to ignore it.
Okay.
But do you have a question today, Dale?
Basically, I know I'm on a spiritual journey here, and I just want to see how the spirit leads you.
Okay. I immediately saw for you dandelions. I keep hearing this echo. I saw dandelions, and I see that as a couple of things. One is that they're seen as weeds a lot, but I want you to look at them as flowers and a gift. So are there any things right now in your life that you kind of see as an obstacle, but perhaps you could see it from a different angle and you might realize that it's a gift?
Yes, actually, yes.
Is there something you're trying to get rid of, maybe?
My second guess on my spiritual journey here, I know I'm tapping into something, and then I kind of like, oh, no, that can't be right.
Okay.
And, okay. Yeah, that's what I'm doing, and I'm not, you know, I go to the angels, and, you know, like I said, I'm not for sure if I hear their voice or hear anything or signs. You know, I'm just
sure, and it's very
scattered all over.
I know. And at first, when you're trying or when you begin to have these gifts open back up, it's confusing, and you do doubt. And what I'm getting very clearly for you is these are gifts. These are a good thing. You're tuning in. I want you to not discard them. So when you hear something and you think, I think that was a message from an angel, don't dismiss it so easily, like a weed. Don't throw it out, like, you know, the dandelion. Let's get rid of that so the grass can look prettier. I want you to hold on to it and treasure it and see where it will take you from there. Okay?
Okay.
I feel like there's one specific thing that you're seeing completely is, I got to get rid of that. Is there something, like, aside from the messages and angels, is there something, like, that you're just, like, I got to get rid of that?
A fear. I mean, I don't know how to put it. I got to get rid of this fear I fear. Fear of fear or something.
Yeah,
I don't
fear
know of fear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want you to actually, you know what? I didn't mention this in the opening part, but I think this can apply to you. Before this show, sometimes I just stop and listen and say, is there any angel or spirit that wants to come through for this show? And before this show, it was St. Francis. And I think that part of that is meant for you. I want you to look up the prayer of St. Francis.
Okay.
You know, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. And it goes on from there. I think it is going to give you a lot of peace and help you release fear.
Okay.
And a lot of what St. Francis did, a lot of the significance of his journey was that he was willing to let go of the life that he knew.
Mm-hmm.
And have the faith to move forward in spirit. And I think just by saying that prayer, reading about him and connecting with him, getting out in nature, that fear that you have is going to move away from you. It's going to lift from you.
Right.
Okay. So look up St. Francis. Read about him.
Okay.
Uh-huh. St. Francis of Assisi.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, in my book, I don't know if you've read it, it's Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Amazon. I had a real intense encounter with St. Francis where literally the sparrow was coming to me during the encounter. And so if you feel inclined to order the book and read it, I think you'll like that part. You may have some experiences like that where all of a sudden you realize that, oh, birds are here because this is a spiritual moment. They're telling me something.
Mm-hmm.
So study St. Francis, and I think you're going to get peace.
All right. And what's the name of your book again?
Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles.
Okay.
And you can even read part of it on Amazon. Like just click on read look inside this book, and that way you'll know whether or not it's something that calls to you to read it further.
Okay.
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 All right. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Okay. I'm hoping that the echo will go away but like I said, sometimes the electronics, I think we are still in the energy of Mercury retrograde, but also just when spirit is here and present and angels are present, sometimes it does mess with the electronics a little. So that entire call, I could hear myself repeating. So if I was pausing in funny places, it was because I was trying to talk and I was hearing myself at the same time, which... if you've ever been in that situation, that can be kind of confusing to speak. Okay, so I'm going to cross my fingers that it won't, that will go away. I'm going to ask for angels maybe to back off a little bit and let the communication come through a little more clearly, in the sense of electronics. The next call is area code 805. Hello.
Hello.
805, are you there? Are you calling for a reading?
Or
hello?
Hello? Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's your name?
Oh, okay. Thank you. My name's Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna. Do you have a question today?
Yeah, I have a couple questions. I'm trying to meet someone. I'd like to be in a relationship, possible marriage, and I'm also looking for work, but I do enter a lot of sweepstakes, so sometimes I get windfalls of money as well, and I want to know what you're picking up on these two things.
Okay. Well, I saw roses for you, so it is interesting that you were asking about relationship. That doesn't always, when I see roses, it doesn't always mean that, but just that you were asking that at the same time, it felt like maybe it was connected to me. So... you know, I always say I'm not a fortune teller. I don't see those things like this is definitely going to happen. And part of the reason for that is that we always have free will, and our actions have an effect on what transpires in our lives, whether it's our energy and our vibration and what we're putting out there as our intention, whether subconsciously or more in a more conscious way. But I did see the roses. And then the roses sort of turned into a rose bush, and it was kind of like a feeling like it's beautiful, but be a little careful of thorns. And so if you've ever dealt with rose bushes, you know what I'm talking about. They're so beautiful, but you have to handle it kind of delicately because they can grab you too and scratch you. You mentioned a couple things in there. You were asking about relationship, and then you said something about, and I was trying to write things down while I was talking, or while you were talking. You said something also about sweepstakes or something?
Yeah, I enter sweepstakes, and also I'm looking for a little part-time job. But, yeah, I enter sweepstakes. I have been lucky in the past.
Okay. Well, hey, it's great to enter, and it's fun to enter. I don't see anything either way, like you're going to win, you're not going to win. I don't see anything. I guess how I might interpret the rose bush and the thorns is I would say be careful not to get so focused on that method that you miss maybe some of the other methods that will also bring you windfall or riches or money or what you need in that sense and what you desire in that sense. So I see your reading as a very positive one, but that it there was something like sort of, just be careful to not get, you know, so that's how I would translate that as far as entering the sweepstakes and all that. Not that it's, I mean, that's a great thing to do. Don't miss out on the other things, you know, don't. It's almost like that, you know, sort of a combination of that saying, you know, stop and smell the roses, you know, don't miss out on the rose part. You know, be careful of the things that might catch you like a thorn that you can get so wrapped up in that you miss out on just the enjoyment of right now and life and present, as opposed to, you know, when I win that sweepstakes, it will be all okay. Enjoy the now and enjoy the rose itself. And but it feels like a very positive one. Now I'm trying to translate it to now on in the spiritual sense, because, you know, the romance and the love and all that, really the best way for us to attract the right situation is on our spiritual path and what we do in that avenue to raise our vibration or brighten our own light. So what kind of thing, I mean, obviously you're listening to this show, so, you know, most people that listen to this type of show are on that journey and trying to find what are you doing right now that you feel like is purely to advance your spiritual path? Do you have anything that you're trying out?
I meditate every day for an hour. I go to the beach every day. I walk in the water for about an hour and a half.
Okay, so now tell me, when are your most inspiring moments then when you do that? Is it when you're sitting meditating or when you're walking, or how? When do you really feel like you've made a connection
or you're vibrating highest? I think walking in the water.
Amen, sister. That's how I am. Okay. I want you to do more of that. When you walk on the beach, where are you located?
Santa Barbara.
Okay. Do you ever see dolphins, porpoises?
All the time.
Okay. I feel like that is a real spiritual connection for you. And they put out a really high vibration. You know, there are many things about the dolphin or porpoise that, you know, that show that they are very highly spiritually connected and highly intelligent. And I feel like that is a great spiritual connection for you. Do you ever feel like when you're walking in the water and you see them that you're actually talking to them or communicating? Do you ever feel that? Like there's something transferring between the two of you. Don't doubt that. That is a very strong connection for you. And just surrender to those moments and actually just talk. I mean, you don't even have to say it out loud. You can just sort of whisper it or even just in your mind say it, because it's a really a transfer about vibration and energy. And they're going to give you some wisdom and some aha moments where I can actually feel you in tears, it being so true and real like that. So do that as much as you can. Let that be your meditation and connection point, and pause and communicate with them, because they have some guidance and messages to give you, really like earth angels, you know, like, you know, animals are our angels too. And because you have that access to dolphins and you already feel that connection, that's the direction I want you to go on your spiritual path, to allow that as much as you can, and to go toward that as much as you can. I think you're going to get some really great insight from it.
Oh, good. I'll definitely do that. Yeah.
Yes. You have that kind of connection with them. So anything spiritual that you can read about, you know, dolphins and and whales too, but I feel dolphins very strongly. It just came into my head. There is something called, and I remember several years ago, I explored a little bit of it, dolphin Reiki, kind of like it's really asking to connect with that kind of energy for healing energy. And so I want you to read about that, because you may explore some of that and go down the healing path more in that dolphin energy way. I think it's going to really resonate with you.
Lovely. Yeah.
Okay. So just, you can go on Google or whatever search engine and, you know, explore dolphins a little and dolphin Reiki, energy healing with dolphins. And I think there's going to be something, there may even be something in your area where people do a lot of that. I don't know, but I just feel like that's a direction for you to go in and explore, and it's really going to click with you.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Quite a few more callers, so I'm just going to keep at this and go right down the list. Let me keep track of who I've already done. Next one is area code 562.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
What's your name? Good morning.
My name is Cheryl, and I'm in California.
Okay, getting lots of California calls this morning. What part of California are you from?
Southern California by Long Beach.
Okay. And so do you do much walking on the beach too, like Donna?
Well, we have, my husband and I have been riding our bikes on the beach. We bought ourselves a bike rack. We've been going, and I'm shocked at how many, we did 16 and a half miles on Sunday.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. What a great place.
Up and down the beach, and so it's nice.
Uh-huh.
It's nice.
Do you ride on the sand, or is there a boardwalk or path? Or
no, there's a bike path. Southern California, we have bike paths that are specifically for biking. And in Long Beach, they have a path for coming and going bicycles, and also one for walking and running.
Excellent. What a great place to connect with nature. How exciting. Okay, Cheryl, do you have a question for me?
Oh, I have a. My husband and I are going to a retreat in June, and I was wondering how that was going to pan out. And I'm also waiting for the insurance company to authorize the surgery. I've had trouble with the insurance company, so.
Okay. Okay, and what surgery is it?
It's a medical surgery.
Okay. And so, are you unsure whether or not you want to have it, though? Is it elective?
No. I actually need to have it done, but it's the coding, the girl in the office. I don't know what's been going on.
Oh, no.
They've been denying it, and so I was willing to just, okay, I'm done with this place. I'm moving on. This girl can't get it authorized, so I'll just go someplace else. Sometimes you have to make the change because they're messing up. So I can't tell her how to do her job. So I
and sometimes.
In.
So are you going to a different medical, a different doctor, maybe?
I was asking to see if there was another choice. And they said, you know, let me call her. I said, I can't tell her how to do her job. And so they called her up and talked to her. So, and then they said that, and then she read, they read the notes on the denial and blah, 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 blah. And so they had their little chit-chat powwow. I said, I can't do her job. Maybe I need to make the change. And then they said, before you do that.
And I'm getting the feeling that there is something about a choice here. And maybe it's about the choice of physicians. And maybe that, you know, it's possible that you might have better luck with a different one. And maybe that's even why some of the problems. Because the first thing I saw was a daisy, and often to me, when I see that, it's a way of angels signifying some kind of choice that you're having to make. And so then, you know, when you're talking about difficulty with the surgery, it made me feel like maybe it was something about the choice about the surgery, whether it was to have it or not have it, and then maybe once you explain things, it became, or maybe it's about the choice of doctor for the surgery. So have you looked into any other, like, second opinion or a different possibility
way? I've been reviewed so many times. No, I have to. Maybe how they proceed in doing the surgery could be the choice.
Yes. I feel like there is something for you to explore before fully going through. I don't feel like, oh, you shouldn't do that, but I feel like, hold on, slow up. There's something more to explore here. It could be the exact type of procedure. It could be like slightly different procedure that might be more effective. It could be the doctor. But it feels like to me there's something about a choice and maybe making a little bit different choice about it. Okay.
All right. Maybe the procedure. Okay.
Yes. So just take that to heart, and when you're on your bike rides, offer it up and say, you know, give me the feeling about what to do, or give me the information that needs to come my way, and you know, just let it come and be willing to feel it, feel through it, consider it, and you'll come to you'll figure out where you're being kind of nudged. This isn't really a push; it's a nudge, and I think it's a helpful nudge. Like, there's a little bit better situation.
Okay, and the retreat with my husband?
Yes, the second. It was so funny because the first thing I saw was the daisy, and I knew it was about some kind of choice. And the second thing I saw was a wagon that often to me is about travel, you know, like hitching your wagon. And so the retreat feels very good to me, like that sort of event. And where is it? Where will you be going to the retreat?
Well, the retreat is it's like an hour drive. It's maybe an hour and a half, hour drive from here. It's like a life enrichment type of program.
Sure.
It's like a self-help type of 4 days. And
it feels
really
very, very positive to me.
I pushed him into it, so... And he really didn't want to. He's been kind of like, no, doesn't sound like fun. And so anyway, and also you review your marriage and issues in your marriage and issues in your life. And we all have stuff that we carry in our baggage, our mental and emotional baggage.
So how is he about counselors? Is he wanting to go now, or is he still resistant?
Well, now, you know, he mentioned it this weekend. He says, and we also have, you know, that thing, 3 days. We're going to go for 3 days. And so I told him about the hotel reservations, and so he knows about it, and he said he would go.
Now, is it only for couples, or is it something you could do by yourself if he doesn't want to?
Well, it's for couples. You're supposed to go.
It is a couples retreat. Okay. Well, I felt when, you know, I feel like it's all very positive. I'm trying to sort of let it roll around here as to, I actually think he's going to kind of enjoy it. That I feel kind of excited about that. Like he might have been resistant at first, but he may actually enjoy it as much or more than you. Now, is he a very outgoing person, or is he more reserved? And
he's very outgoing, but see, you know, we've been married 27 years. We're going to actually have our anniversary during this 4-day retreat.
Oh, how nice.
And so we've had a lot of issues in 27 years that are unresolved. And so those issues are going to come up, which might be uncomfortable. And so I'm hoping that he wakes
may
up.
Awesome from it, though. I think he may actually, even though he's reluctant, he may actually enjoy it and feel good about being able to express once he starts doing that and share. And you, too, may also have some things to offer to others, you know, that are very valuable. So,
well, I hope he has some wake-up calls. That's what I'm hoping for. I hope he has some wake-up calls.
I think it's going to be, I think he's going, it's going to be positive, and that he might have a lot to offer that can be valuable to people, you know, to hear, too. So, I think it's going to be a good thing for both of you. So,
okay.
Enjoy it. And have a happy anniversary.
Well, thank you so much.
And,
okay.
And you know, the daisy to me also, you know, I have certain symbols that I see not real frequently, but somewhat, and I kind of know ahead of time what the, you know, the kinds of things they can be. And the daisy can be about a choice, but also it can be about a love, a romantic, you know, situation, a marriage, whatever. And it can be the, you know, the old, he loves me, he loves me not, he loves me, he loves me not, you know, the old-fashioned thing about pulling the daisy petals to find out if your love loves you. So this retreat, you know, is also sort of that moment of feeling through your love more in your relationship, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He loves me not, and getting to the heart of feeling the love and feeling from both sides, feeling what's there and maybe what isn't, or what, you know, needs to be the next, what is the next thing for growth in the relationship. So I think it's very good. I think it's very good that you're doing it, and I actually feel like your husband may really blossom, or really kind of find some kind of wings there, too. So,
well, see, you know, his family is very influential toward
uh-huh.
him. They have a lot of influence on him, and
yeah.
it's not a good influence, and that they've yeah. really has caused a lot of hurt. And I want to have a voice,
mm-hmm.
more of a voice, and they've caused a lot of damage. And
mm-hmm.
so, and that's got to be his, he's got to put perimeters up, and he doesn't, and they walk all over me. And
well, I tell you what, on that one, he can help put them up, but ultimately you are the one that can put them up. And whether it's his family or not, you can set your own boundaries. And unless you do that, nobody really can.
I have
know?
Put up boundaries.
Yeah.
I just don't
yeah.
engage with them at all. And
yeah,
so
and
I
that may
that
just be what you have to do.
I don't engage with them at all. I don't talk to them. I don't see them. I don't anything them. But behind my back, they've done things with my husband behind my back. Because
he's in a little bit of a tough spot, but I would say don't let it get to you. If you've set the boundaries for them, just dismiss it and go on about your life and have joy and don't worry about it. But I think you're
okay.
going to have a good time on the, and I think he's going to enjoy expressing, and he may have some good things to offer that come out. And so enjoy it and have a good anniversary.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay. All right, have a great day.
Okay, okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, next I'm going to jump right in to area code 251. Are
Hi,
you there?
Yes, hello. Uh-huh.
Hello, what's your name?
This is Robbie.
Okay, Robbie, and do you have a question for me today?
Yes, I just recently met a guy online, and I'm really fond of him, and I just want to know if he's legit.
Okay.
Anything to say?
All right. I don't get anything specific yet about it. Sometimes it'll come through later. How recently did you meet him?
It's been about 3 weeks now.
Okay, and you met him online. And so, what are you considering dating, or what are you wanting to know is legit?
Well, I haven't met him in person yet, and I just want to make sure that he is who he says he is, and you know, I'm just skeptic a little bit, but.
I think you should be. Not that meeting people online is a terrible thing. You know, I connect with a whole lot of people online, and sometimes it's fabulous. Did you meet him with the idea that, hey, maybe we'll date? Was it like, okay.
Yes, he's interested in a relationship, and so am I.
But was it like on a dating site, or how did you?
Yes.
Okay, like a Match.com type place?
Right, mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't get any, like, really super negative. I would say proceed slowly. And, you know, if you met on something like that, you know, and you want to meet someone in a public place and kind of get to know them better, you know, I think you need to take caution. But the one thing, I guess, that I'm feeling, like, take caution about, don't try to create a relationship. You know, don't try, oh, I need a relationship, let me go get it, and now is this the one, is this, just let it be what it is, let it be a friendship, let it be, you know, take precautions. If, you know, anytime you would go meet somebody that you hardly know or you met 3 weeks ago, you want to do it in kind of an environment that feels safe, but the more, I guess, the thought that I'm getting or the feeling I'm getting is more like, don't try to push a relationship. And now, as I say that, I get something even further, like maybe you don't feel whole if you don't have a relationship. Like, do you always feel like that you're incomplete if you don't have a relationship or a boyfriend, or is that something you've struggled with?
No, actually, this is new for me because I've been single for a long time, and I haven't dated in a long time. So,
okay, well, maybe that's some of your hesitation. The first thing I got, you know, how like with the I always get sort of instant images, and I wasn't getting like just a visual of a thing, like, you know, a flower or a box or whatever. But I was getting the feeling like an 8 or 9, maybe 10-year-old child, which often when I see it that way in these quick readings, it's the person like you at that age. And I don't always know exactly the age. I just see the child and I try to guess at what the age would be. And many times it's because something significant happened around that age in the child's life. So when you were, say, 8, 9 years old, was there anything significant that happened, like a move, a divorce in the family, someone died that was significant to you, even something maybe at school that stood out to you, like that, you know, happened that, you know, you lost a friend or you got, you know, you felt like you were cast aside by, you know, that kind of thing? Can you recall anything around that age significant?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, because it feels like there is something key right there that that if you can kind of go back to in a memory and let go of, that there was some kind of hurt or did you get injured or harmed at all at that age? Anything happen?
I think I probably had a lot of fear that my parents were going to divorce.
Okay. All right. Were they arguing a lot or?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So you were, okay. Then that definitely is kind of, is a traumatic thing for a kid if that, you know, the anxiety of that. So I feel like for you, one of the best things you can do right now on the spiritual kind of journey is try to revisit that place. Sometimes you can do it with hypnosis. Sometimes you can just do it by sitting and saying and remembering and going back and asking for healing at that spot, in that phase in your life. And I feel like it has left you, it is something that has sort of been a shadow for you. And this happens to a lot of us, or maybe all of us in some way. And when we can pinpoint those things and let go of it, then we get like a new level of rebirth from it. So I feel like if you revisit that phase and whatever hurt you then or caused you to be scared or it even feels like to me, and you might want to think through this, like that someone actually hurt you at that time or physically hurt you or something. So if you can just sit with that and try to let it come forth for release and ask that be the case, that you release it, I think that it's going to be transformative for you, because it's going to be like this weight off your shoulders that you didn't even realize was there. You know, when we have trauma or, you know, kids that have abuse, it stays with you even when you're not conscious of it. So anything we can let go like that is like being anew, like we're restored and fresh again. So that would be what I would suggest for you to do, to try to revisit and let go of anything. And you can either do it, you can do it yourself, or you can do it, you know, with help in sessions and things. So, but see if that resonates at all with you, because I'm getting that really strongly, that revisiting that child around that age and letting go will be really big for you.
Okay.
And it, you know, if it was something about like your parents and divorce, and it could affect you in relationships, and that may be some fear that you carry about relationships. So, that would be my advice, and what I feel like would be very, very good for you to try to revisit that age in your life and let go of any fears or any hurt that came then.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, that can be helpful for all of us if you have those moments, especially if you can identify certain trigger points or times that may have impacted you and stuck with you. You know, things from childhood can stick with us a long time, even though we don't always realize it. So if you have any things like that, or you feel like that can be the case for you, you know, there are a lot of ways that, you know, through just talking through it with someone, the sessions that I do, a lot of those kind of things come up, and sometimes people from your life, maybe that have passed over, or occasionally even that are still alive in this existence and body, will kind of come through to help heal things, and it's really beautiful when that happens. But you can go a long way if you're willing to go look at some fears from the past and just say, I'm done with that. I want to be done with it. And when you ask for angels' help and spirit's guidance, then the impact can just be profound on, and your ability to release it so much greater and stronger than it is just on your own. So good things to think about when you're wanting to expand your spiritual journey and walk on a lighter path. Okay, next call. We have so many today. And I'm going to, let's see. Yeah, we still got a pretty significant amount of time. So I'm just going to keep blazing through as best I can. Area code 856, you're next.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Laura.
Hi, you're welcome. Laura, hi. And do you have a question?
Well, yeah, I want to buy a home, and I'm out of work right now. So I'm just wondering if I'm going to be able to achieve that by the end of this year, buying my house, and, about a job.
Okay. I don't always see things in timetables. Occasionally I do. But the first thing I wanted to say was bravo to you, because you are not letting go of that I want to buy a home, even though you don't have a job right now. And so when you hold on to what you intend to bring forth, and you hold on to it even when it looks like it's out of the question, you're sowing those seeds for all the things to come together to help that happen, like a job and you know, then the funds to do that. So I was just, I felt real excitement when you said, I want to buy a home, but I don't have a job, that you're not letting the lack of the job right now get in the way of the intentions you're trying to put out to the universe, and then let the universe figure out how it's going to happen and be willing to take the steps. You know, for instance, if the universe sends you a job, you listen and you take it. But I love that you're holding on to that intention and dream. So that was very happy feeling to me, and like angels were happy that, yes, hold on to it. Don't give up, because that's what faith is. Now, the very first thing I saw for you was ferns, like in the forest. You know how the ferns will grow under all the trees when it's kind of dense, foresty? Do you live yeah. near any kind of wooded area?
I do. There's properties. See, I want to buy a house on the water somewhere. Yes.
Uh-huh.
And there's a place called Medford Lakes, and there's a lot of trees around Medford and a lot of lakes, as you can imagine.
Uh-huh.
So that might be why you're seeing that.
Okay,
I
well, and ferns are in, they
around.
Kind of grow in that wet and, you know, area and lower. So I was seeing that, just lots of ferns under the trees and stuff. So that seems like it's probably related in some way to, the thing about the ferns too, is they will grow with low light. And, that's kind of symbolic for how we have to hold faith, you know, even when, you know, things aren't real light and bright, the fern still grows. That's its environment. So, you know, that's sort of what you're doing with planting, continuing to nurture this dream of the home. Now, as far as work and jobs, are you looking for a job, or how are you progressing in that way? What's your intention there?
Well, I just submitted a resume for a job in Marlton, and that's pretty close to Medford Lake.
Uh-huh.
I was like, okay, Angel, we need to get this job.
Okay.
Let me get it.
Yeah, well, just keep following, keep it up, because it feels very positive to me, and I could feel that angel sort of celebration when you said, I want to buy a home even though I don't have a job right now, because a lot of people would just say, well, you got to focus on the job first. But no, keep the dream of, you know, what you wish to receive from the universe, and then let all the other things fall into place, but don't ignore, you know, some of the steps that might come your way. So it's awesome that you have sent a resume. Keep your ears open, and it feels very positive to me. And all the calls today have felt, you know, or, you know, about all the calls, it just felt like good things are there. But I just really loved the way you stated that, because you're not giving up on the intention. And hold that.
I'm going to get my house one way or another.
Do you have a dream board? Is that something that you like to do, like to put the images on a board? And it's really effective a lot of times for bringing things like that to fruition. So I feel like your whole manifestation energy is really strong, and that a dream board, it could be really effective for you right now. And I'm just getting to call on Archangel Uriel right now about manifestation and the wisdom and the ability to hear the wisdom to know what steps to take. So I want you to connect with Archangel Uriel. I usually see him as kind of a yellow gold light. You may see him differently, but start to read about him. And he's very, very powerful, but he's really quiet, and sometimes it's hard to know he's there. But how you'll know he's there is you'll suddenly get this idea, you know, like, why didn't I think of that already? And, you know, so ask him for his help, and he has so much wisdom and wonderful guidance, and his, you know, one of his key things is about manifestation, and I feel like you're already tuned in that way about manifestation, and so you just hook up with him and bring even more power to that intention. You're in a good zone for manifestation right now, so ask for his help. And
what color did you see, Uriel?
I see kind of yellow gold. when I see him. Uh-huh. Okay. But I don't always see him in see him at all. I'll feel him, and I'll have these moments where something, you know, like a solution or something just comes to me that I hadn't thought of that's like, oh, wow, oh, that's, why didn't I think of that before? And then I'll kind of realize that, oh, I have angel help here, and then I'll realize, oh, it's Uriel, because he's not as forceful as some of the archangels, but he's very, very wise. So I feel like he's there for you already, and I want you to let him know you know he's there and feel that connection, and you're going to have your own little walk and way of recognizing him.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for you. You know, it's like I can feel your house and your excitement. And real estate has been something that I kind of have this not addiction, but it's been my path for getting into a financial situation where I can do things like this more and be able to afford to do it and sort of finance doing it, because I've done that for like 20 years and you know, there were a few years there when everything crashed that it was so, so challenging, but I was able to hold on. And you know, I do just love that whole process of taking something or you know, feeling it coming and not even knowing what it is, but knowing, I mean, I feel like all of my path in that area was divinely guided before I even realized it was divinely. I mean, I would be so drawn to something that I didn't even know why. And I would know that, yes, this is something to purchase. This is, I'd find a way to make it happen. And so I can feel your excitement. I get excited about things like that, or when people are envisioning their home and trying to bring it forth. And it's very exciting because we can create in our homes, we can create our spiritual environment that nurtures us that way. You know, whether it's a tiny home or a big home, whatever, that's where we can create our cocoon and kind of our own sanctuary. And it sounds like to me that's what you're envisioning. You want water, you want... So I'm excited for you. And Uriel will help you. So call on him, okay?
Well, I had my eye on a house on the water, uh-huh. And I absolutely fell in love with it. Not a thing I needed to do to it.
Uh-huh.
And I went out and drove by it. I set up the schedule. I was working at the time. Set up the schedule with the realtor to go see it, and then I lost my job. And I started looking through all the records, you know, and I found out that it had been flooded a couple times.
I was just going to say, there might have been a reason. So you're wise to realize that instead of just, why does this always happen to me? You know, why do I... So
you want them to let you make the mistake.
Yeah, I know. I really, really, I don't care if it flooded. I wanted the house. I feel them kind of laughing right now. Like, no, you don't. No, you didn't want to make that mistake. Then you'd be calling on us to fix it. Talk to Uriel, talk to the angels. You're on the right path, and I just know it. And that was an obstacle that was there for your benefit and your blessing, even though it felt like a real loss to you. But they're with you on this. And actually, that's actually a sign that they're with you on it, that they stopped you from that because maybe there's something better. So keep holding that thought and listen to Uriel's wisdom, and you're going to be all right. And I can feel your house with you. I'm excited for you.
So
I'll hold that prayer with you, and you just keep up that good energy about it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Great. Bye-bye. That is so wonderful, someone to just stay focused in that positive way, and even though the setbacks have come, because we all get the setbacks, that's for sure, and it's real easy to get discouraged. I just love that she's just staying right with her dream, and I can feel it manifesting for her. You know, I can feel that vibration, and we don't always know when, but I can feel it there, and the more she holds that faith, the closer she's going to get, and Uriel's going to help her. I know it. Okay, let's see, moving right along here. Next call is area code 973, and you'll be live in a second. Hello?
Hello.
What's your name?
Hi, my name is Tina. Thank you for having your show today.
You're welcome. Now, are you on the line for a call, or were you just listening through your phone? I mean, for a message?
For a message.
Sometimes people just... Okay. Sometimes people are just listening from their phone, and then I put them on the air, and they're like, what? I didn't want to be on. So if that happens to anyone today, just tell me that you were just calling to listen. But so you're calling for a message, Tina, right?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. Do you have a question?
Yes. Your energy is so positive and calm. Thank you very much.
I feel like
I'm on a beach listening to you. Thank you. I would like, we all need the beach, right?
I love the beach. I'm far from it right now, but I love it.
Well, you put me in a beach mode. I'm in a chair with some lemonade, and a cutie just walked by. Thank you so much. I would like to know about my amazing boyfriend, Sean, and what the angels have to say about us and where it's going.
Okay. You said Sean?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to tell me just a little bit about is your relationship volatile, like passion, and then that makes things, tell me a little bit about how things work between the two of you.
Yes, he's very passionate. He's a great guy. He's very serious. He's serious,
okay.
And I've never really experienced that before, you know.
Okay.
It's a new feeling, and I really appreciate it. I have some vulnerabilities because he wanted us to move in fast, and he's just talking really serious. I'm like, oh my God, you know, I've been independent for so long that.
Okay, when
really
you say he's serious, is he serious like that? Like, let's move in together, or you mean he's a serious guy in general? Like, he's real focused.
He's both.
He means everything
that he says. Yes.
Okay. What I first saw for you was a deck of cards, and so I was asking you to tell me a little bit about him so I could try to relate what that might mean about your question.
Okay.
And I was feeling something kind of like shuffling the deck, and to me that would kind of say, like, it could say a couple things, but what it was feeling like to me is it's like shuffling of the deck and not sure what you might get. So related to something like moving in, I would say that's probably a little premature. You know, make sure you know what you're getting first, and that's just overall probably good wisdom, although, hey, sometimes it can work that people know right away, and so I wouldn't ever condemn that either if you know, you know. I feel like that it's sort of like with the cards and the shuffling the deck, there may be a couple of little hidden things. Now, I don't mean like secret bad. What I mean is there are just some things that you need to get to know better that haven't shown themselves yet, okay? And if he's very serious and very focused, for instance, it could be that, let's say, maybe when he doesn't get his way, that can be really bothersome to him, and maybe he's really unpleasant because he's so focused. Like, you know, have you seen anything like that? And I'm definitely not knocking him because I don't get a negative vibe about him at all.
No,
I'm just,
he is serious. No, I get exactly what you're saying. He's not really emotional.
Uh-huh.
I'll say he'll get reserved. He's reserved about something, so I can see that.
Oh, okay. Then that kind of makes sense with what I'm feeling, that he's reserved and maybe you're not seeing all of it. You know, so it's like when you don't know what you're going to get in the shuffling of the deck. Now, I don't get anything negative feeling like
he handles unpleasantness very nice. Like, I've done some things that kind of pissed him off, and he didn't even like respond or react the way he just laughed it off. I'm like, oh my God, he's
okay,
just so calm.
Well, that's good. Okay, well, that's a great attribute to have. So what I would say here, I get, you know, I don't get any negatives. I get more, you know, kind of more positive feeling about it all. just more of wait until you see more of the whole picture, like you see more cards on the table, so to speak.
Well, why do you think he wanted us to move in so fast?
I don't really know. I can't really tell you. Other than, now as I say that, I say I don't really know, I won't say, you know, I don't want to put any kind of light on him that I don't think is there at all, but something, I was getting, as I said that, I was getting something kind of like, maybe a little bit controlling.
I don't want to say
that negative, because it doesn't come across that strongly to me at all. But like maybe a little bit used to having his way and just you know, and being a little
That's
bit
him
controlling.
All the way, yes. And he says it's so nice. And if I don't listen, like he'll say, "Don't do that," and I'll do it anyway and just walk on by. Like.
So you're gonna have to feel your way through this, because it can be really easy with someone nice like that to fall into their desires and controls and forget about your own. I mean, trust me, I know from my life, you know, where, because they are not, you know, so that would be my only sort of, and I say it with air quotes, caution, because it's not that strong. It's just like, you make sure you hang on to what you want and are, you know, and don't just succumb to, like, because he's very suggestive and persuasive. So that's sort of the feeling I'm getting from him. It's not negative.
That's what I'm asking
positive.
About him. Yes, he's a calm, persuasive, very calm.
Yeah.
He's calculated.
That can almost be easy to give up your own identity or your own thing, because they're just nice and persuasive. So what's not to love about that? My thing to you would be, make sure you identify what you want and things that are aligning with that, and just don't get too lured by just that he's just nice and persuasive. You know, don't lose sight of what you want to. But it seems like he's a great guy, and think this can go somewhere. Just make sure that you do it also on your terms, and don't just let him dictate, even though he's not like a dictator type, but he is very persuasive, and don't let him push.
He is, and it's like, it's like a chess game.
It's a nice persuasive, but it still is persuasive and might lead you to do something that maybe you're not, that's not really what you're wanting to do right at that time.
Yeah, it's like a chess game, because I was seeing I've been abstinent, and I didn't want to do certain things, and I was in control, so I kept saying no. And he said, yesterday, we do everything your way. Everything has to be your way. And I'm like, wait a minute. So this is like chess. It's like love chess. That's why I had to call you to help me cheat on the other side. We got to get in with the queen.
Yeah. in a loving way, just decide the things you want and find that happy medium. But because he's really persuasive and nice, and you know, don't let that cause you to lose sight of what you want and who you are. So, and it sounds like you're doing pretty good at that right now, if he's telling you do everything your way.
I don't really think that's the case, but I'm
glad you're being vocal, and just keep that up, because he sounds very nice, but that can also be, you know, that can cause you to shift into something that you don't want. So just make sure.
Why is he controlling like that?
Well, like I said, I don't feel it like he's like mean controlling. It's just,
no, he's not.
I think about. Is he just real persistent? Is that's a feeling I get? Like, I think of a nephew that I have that is just so good at repeating what he wants or saying it over and over from the time he was little, like with his parents, that he's just so good, and he does it like so sweet. But boy, and we used to call him the gnat, because he just wouldn't let up.
He's like Chuck E. Cheese, coins.
So I feel like he's very nice, but he is also, he knows he's good at that subtle persuasion. So you just make sure you hold on to what you want too, and you'll find some good balance. But and ask angels, help me be aware if maybe I'm being overly persuaded, or in a way, you know, just help me. But it feels very positive to me. Just say, take it slow and make sure that every step you take is one that you want to take. So And that's not anything mean. That's just saying this is what I wish to create. And sometimes you compromise and sometimes you don't, but you do it in a nice way. And all you're really doing is saying, this is the life I wish to create, or this is the existence I wish to have. So, you know, you're not doing it anything. There's not anything negative in that. That's just saying this is what I'm wanting to create, and this is what I feel is right for me. So, okay.
But okay.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Just
tiptoe
through
you.
It and know the way to go.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
You're very welcome. All right.
And how
bye-bye.
Do we reach you outside of this? This is my first time calling.
My website is sherrylane.com, sherrylane.com. And from there, you can go to my Facebook fan page. There are links on that that'll get you there. My Facebook fan page is Seeing Miracles Every Day, if you're on Facebook. But my website gets you to all of that. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Ah, she had a delightful energy. That was a fun call. The whole relationship thing sounded, it was almost humorous, their little dance they're doing. But that's just one where you need to, it's easy to get persuaded and move in directions that maybe you don't want to. And that was a feeling I was getting for her. It wasn't like a big, bold caution. It was more like, hey, just make sure everything you do is what you want to do. So very positive. And from here, Tina, if you're still listening, you can call on your angels all the time for this, what should I do here? And that's a good way to self-analyze, too. Just talk with angels like a conversation, or talk with spirit that way. You'd be surprised how much they can communicate, or how well you'll get at receiving their communication. Okay, let's see. We have 18 minutes left, and we have 5 callers. So I'm going to try to zip through the rest of these and make it as quick as I can so I can get to everybody. If you're on the line now, even if the show ends, you can hold on, and I will do a quick reading. But I'm going to try to get through during the show, so we'll try to make it real succinct. Okay, next one, 561, area code.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
It's Stacy.
Stacy, okay. And are you calling for a reading, Stacy?
Yes, please.
Okay. And do you have a question?
What do you see coming up for career?
Please. Career, okay. All right. The images that I saw for you were two things. I saw a tricycle, and then I saw juggling. And a tricycle, you know, is the three wheels, so that in a sense, you know, you're balancing on three wheels. I get the feeling you're juggling a whole lot right now. Is that true?
Uh-huh.
You have a whole lot going on. So tell me about what all you're juggling.
My daughter.
Okay.
School, trying to adjust to high school.
Okay, and then you're looking for a job, is that right? Or you have a job?
A better
and you're,
one, yes.
A better one. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you are a busy lady, I can tell. I got that feeling from the juggling that I was seeing and the tricycle. The tricycle, too, can kind of represent one. It can represent our childhood and something in our childhood, but also the three wheels of it being about how it balances with the three wheels. And I always think of, like, you know, mind, body, spirit, and body is often the things that we have to do, like jobs and careers, to sort of fulfill our needs in this body form. And mind is sort of how we get there and the way that we connect the spirit and body. And then obviously spirit is our soul and where we get feel enlightened and where we, get re-nourished and replenished. And so I'm feeling like you're juggling a lot and you're sort of out of balance that way. And what I want you to do, even though you're calling more a little bit more about career, I feel like maybe you're neglecting the part of you, like just nurturing you and taking care of you.
That's true.
Okay. So as far as your best step now on your spiritual journey, which will affect everything you do, is to nurture yourself more. And I want you to find ways, like I want you to soak in a bubble bath, or you know, take 10 minutes just to be quiet and peaceful and say, this is my 10 minutes right now, and I'm not going to let anything disturb it. But I want you to find those ways, because it feels like to me, like the sort of like the Energizer Bunny, or not the Energizer Bunny, but the other bunny that on the commercial that, you know, runs down, that's where you are right now. Your battery's running down, and so it's putting you out of balance on that tricycle, and so the tricycle won't work very well. And it's also because you're juggling too many things, and one of them is not part, like, taking care of yourself enough. So do you think you can do that? Can you make time to stay to nurture yourself and take a bubble bath or read a book? Okay, that's your best step right now. And that's going to enhance everything. But if you don't do that, you're just going to keep winding down and running out of energy.
Well,
and so then you sort of
spend the, instead of doing a bubble bath, could I go, like, soak in the beach, relax in the beach?
Oh, absolutely. Anything that's nurturing. In fact, for me, the beach is about the best way to do it. So, any, you know, whatever it is that you can nurture yourself. If you have access to a beach, by all means, that's a wonderful place to rejuvenate. So do more of that right now, and have that quiet time, and then the answers are going to come to you better. And during that quiet time, that's when you can have some prayer and contemplate and ask for help, and you can ask angels to help you, and you can open that door so that you've asked them and then they're free to help you. Okay?
Okay.
So that's your
All
step.
Right. Thank
that's
you.
Going to help things come together for you. Okay?
All right.
Thanks. So got to run. I'm going to try to get through the rest of these. And sorry for my phone ringing in the background. I should have turned it off, but I'm going to try to zip through these. Area code 831, you're on the air.
Well, thank you. My name is Lisa Ray, and I have a flux of emotions right now regarding supporting my husband financially, starting my business, and dealing with my ex-husband and 17-year-old daughter.
Okay. Oh, you do have a lot. All right, so you have your current husband, your ex-husband, and 17-year-old daughter, and you've got kind of issues in every direction on that?
Yes.
Okay.
With my current husband, he's been very supportive, and he's helping me move forward. But I feel a bit of guilt because financially we just bought the house 8 months ago. But timing was everything. So I've been putting it out to the universe. I've just been so exhausted I can't hear a darn thing.
Okay. I understand. You got a lot on you. That's two back-to-back calls with a lot juggling. What I saw for you was a box of candy, like a box of chocolates. And so I was instantly seeing, you know, the box and just fingers being poked in all them, you know, like the. And so as you were talking, it was like, well, wow, you have a lot going on. You have a lot of choices right now, but probably lack information about some of the choices. So it's like a shot in the dark, and you're, you know, it was like these candies, a box of candy sounds like a wonderful thing, but then not when it's just getting poked by somebody. So it was a kind of an interesting and humorous image that I was getting. Okay. Tell me about your 17-year-old. Did you say daughter?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so what is the issue, or what's going on with her that is causing some angst?
Entitlement.
Okay.
Her entitlement. Her father, my ex, is not taking the proper legal action to... I almost get the feeling that he doesn't want her to live with him. And he just leaves it up to everybody else to take care of things, the liabilities and whatnot.
Oh, okay. So she does live with him, or does not?
Does not. I have total custody, but she wants to move down there after graduation.
Oh, okay. And he doesn't really want her to? Is this the feeling you get?
It's the feeling I'm getting. He hasn't taken any of the legal liability issues that we have.
Okay. You mean like insurance and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I get a feeling that he's uncertain about that. He doesn't really want to do it, or maybe he's just afraid of it. And does she wants to move with him white because she just wants a new scene?
She wants to
or
go to college she, down there. She wants to go
oh,
to
okay. I got it. I got it. And he's hesitant about, so she, would she live with mm-hmm. him and then go to school in the same town? Yep, I get the feeling that you're probably right, that he's not all keen on that, but he doesn't just want to say that. I think she's just going to have a heart-to-heart talk with him. I get the feeling, too, that she's got some wounds there, and part of the reason for choosing that is about maybe her wounds of her relationship with him or lack thereof or whatever. And mm-hmm. so maybe even on a subconscious level, she's throwing that out there to make him make the move or to see what he'll do or won't do. So for her, I think there's this abandonment issue that lingers
yeah.
for her.
And
that could be one
getting.
That... How old was she when you split?
Nine,
okay.
And
yeah, I feel like she's got
mental
the class,
issues
you know,
with him.
Yeah, I think they're the abandonment issues are what's there. So I think, you know, she's throwing this out there to either fulfill that void or to even test him, you know, to see if he'll, like, welcome her. I do get the feeling that he's hesitant. It may even just be that he feels like he doesn't know her or he doesn't know what to do with the 17, 18-year-old girl, you know, in the house. Mm-hmm. So... maybe some more discussion that kind of pushes that, do you really want her there? And, you know, I feel for her because the apparent abandoning, some, you know, is a tough thing to overcome.
Yeah.
And, okay, so what I'm feeling for you right now for angels is Archangel Gabriel. I always feel Gabriel as female. You know, some people say Gabriel, I say Gabriel, I feel it more female, and that Gabriel is the angel that announced to Mary that she was going to have Jesus and also was present in a lot of other things like that in the Bible. But she is the angel, archangel, that helps mothers with children and what to do about children. And I think she will help in this situation, call on her. And I think your daughter... I don't know if your daughter, you know, believes in this kind of thing, but maybe, you know, she could get help from angels and from this type of spiritual guidance. But I feel for her, so I want you to call on Gabriel and ask her as a mother, what do I do? Call on Mother Mary, because really what we want to do is heal your daughter's abandonment issues and the wounds that are there. And you may be surprised that your ex-husband will understand that, and once he understands that, will be more willing. And maybe he's carrying around guilt, and it may be an opportunity for him to ease that, and there could be a very good outcome from it, but it's going to take some expression. And I would call on those angels and any, you know, further kind of that sort of spiritual guidance that you can follow or get would be really helpful, but that would be my just instant, this would be my advice of what to do next.
Thank you very
okay.
much.
All right. You're very welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hated to cut that short. I want to get to these last two. Again, anyone that does want to explore having a longer reading with me, my website is sherrylane.com, and you can look through the energy healing link and services and get some more information about that. But this is a, her, topic was one that is to me very sensitive, and because that abandonment is so tough to overcome in this experience, in this life, but we can do it when we go to spirit and we go to angels and get their help. Okay. I'm going to area code 910 and let's see what we can do. Whoops. Okay. You should be live now.
Hello. Hi.
How are you today? What's your name?
My name is John.
Okay, John. Somehow I knew this was going to be a male call. I don't know how. When I clicked on it, I thought it was going to be a male voice. So I always love when men call in too. So thank you for calling and thank you for listening.
Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, do you have a question?
Actually, I don't really have a specific question. There's so much going on, I don't even know what to pinpoint.
Okay. Well, I'm getting the feeling, are you involved in something where you're kind of digging a hole, or it feels like the solution is getting deeper?
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, is there any? Sorry.
Do you hear all the background noise?
I'm hearing you fine. Are you getting back? Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Are you okay? Hello? I can hear you just fine. Mm-hmm. Can you not hear me?
It's very faint.
Okay. Well, I haven't done anything differently. If I can adjust my volume, I can hear you very well. Can you hear me any better?
It sounds like you have one. I don't know what it's called. Those people that don't have a voice box when they put that thing.
Some kind of electronic interference here. It happened, I was talking about that earlier on the show. Can you understand me, or is it possible to understand?
I'm somewhat. Yes.
Okay. I tell you what we'll do, John. I'm going to give you the reading, and you may not be able to hear it, but if you send me an email to Sherry Lane, SHERRILANE 444 at gmail.com, and you tell me, you know, you were John from 910 area code, I will reiterate it in an email back to you so that at least you can get the message, okay? So, did you get that part? Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't know if John's going to, he dropped off. That's one of those electronic things that when everything's really high, sometimes the messages get, the electronic communication gets kind of frayed. So if John emails me, I'll give him the message via email. I hope he does, because I feel bad that he waited and then wasn't getting the message. But okay, well, last one is area code, let's see. Yeah, we did 831. Okay, area code 408. And I'm going to squeeze you in here and try to get, hello, 408, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
What's your name?
Hi, this is Tiffany.
Tiffany. Okay, Tiffany, do you have a question today?
Yeah, I do. My question is, do you see me, or when do you see me receiving a new job?
Okay, I always tell people I'm not a fortune teller and I don't usually see things in time. So I'll tell you what I saw for you and I'll try to relate it. But it might relate. I just don't always, you know, get like a fortune, like, oh yes, in 2 months you're going to have a job. What I saw for you instantly, though, was a waterfall, and then I got the feeling like, or water fountain, you know, like a garden fountain that's continuously running, or a waterfall in the mountains. So related to a job and your question, how I would interpret that is that, yes, there is something coming. It's continuously flowing. Keep believing, even though it feels like things aren't flowing right now to you, that yes, it is, and just keep at whatever you're doing in that direction, and something is coming. Keep the faith and believe in it. So I would take the waterfall and fountain, given that you were asking about a job coming, as yes, because that's abundant flow. It's this continuous flow. So I feel like you have that continuous flow. Okay, does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. And who's the archangel for job?
Any of them. I tell you who I would call on for this one. I started to say one and another one. I would talk to Archangel Michael right now. He's sort of a warrior, and so if you're in sort of that phase of, oh, I'm going to go out there and get that job, I think Michael can help you. And, you know, they can all overlap a a lot of things. So, but right, I instantly, you know, I started to think through one to tell you, and then it was no, call on Archangel Michael. So I think you'll have a connection with Michael, and I would start there and then see where that leads you. Okay?
Okay, great.
All right. All right, I've got to wrap up the show here, just a little bit to go. If you want to connect with me further, my website is sherrilane.com, sherrilane.com. And from there, you'll be able to connect with my Facebook fan page. But if you want to go directly to that Facebook fan page, it's Seeing Miracles Every Day is the page. My book is on Amazon or barnesandnoble.com, and that's called Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. It tells about my journey and how all these gifts opened up. So you may find that that resonates with you. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for all the callers, and I look forward to the next show. If I missed anyone, I think I hit everyone, but my email is sherrylane444@gmail.com. Thanks, and have a great day.